Because we're continuing Mirtz Hashem on Daf. Today's Amud is Kuf Amud Beis 100b, but we are actually picking up Baruch Hashem on the bottom of Kuf Amud Beis 100b, four lines up from the bottom. Am Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Ein halacha, lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbi Yossi. So the halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda, nor does it follow Rabbi Yossi. Rather, what is the halacha? Ela pores mapa umekadesh. So this is actually interesting. So if a person went ahead and started their meal on Erev Shabbos, right? Then halacha lemaisa again. Then halacha lemaisa. What you do is you go ahead and you spread out a cloth. In other words, now we're going to get into the actual mechanics of this. Like, when are you starting this meal? How is all of this happening? But again, the halacha ultimately is that you don't have to stop your meal during the day. Rather, what you do is you just spread a cloth over your table, make kiddush, and then uncover the table and essentially resume the su'uda, but now it's being resumed as a Shabbos su'uda. So the Marzini is that so. But Hamar Rav Tachlifa Bar Abdimi Amar Shmuel. Be'er Rav Tachlifa Bar Abdimi Sein Neim Shmuel. Keshem Shemafsikin LeKiddush Ka'amud Beis Kach Mafsikin LeHavdala. The same way that you have to stop for kiddush, right? That if you're eating on Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos, you have to stop, right? So too, again, you also stop for Havdala. So let's say you're eating Shalosh Udis, and the Shalosh Udis continues on, you have to stop in order to go out and make Havdalah. So the Gemara says, my mafsikin, what does mafsikin mean? Lav la kira shochan, does this not mean that you have to remove the table, that you mamish have to stop the suuda? So the Gemara says, lo lemapa, no, it just means you have to place a cloth over the table and either make kiddush or make havdalah, then continue on. So the Gemara tells the story, Rabba bar Avuna ikul lebe reish kaluso. So Rabba bar Avuna went to the house of the reish kaluso. Aisu tacha kameh. They brought out the table before him, paras mapa v'kidesh, and ultimately spread out a cloth, and then he went ahead and made kiddush. So again, the case we're here was that halacha l'maisa, they were going ahead and they were eating already as of Erev Shabbos. So because they went ahead and they were eating on Erev Shabbos, so what happened? When it came time, ultimately again, to go ahead and when it came time to go ahead and start the meal, when it came time for Shabbos to start, they spread out a cloth over the table and went ahead and made kiddush. So the Gemara says, that supports this. That again, everyone agrees. Now again, interestingly enough, so the Gemara says over here, everyone agrees that once Shabbos starts, you shouldn't bring out the table, unless, of course, you first make kiddush. And if they brought out the table first, you spread a cloth over the table and then make kiddush. Tani chada. So the Gemara says, so we're going to get into the mechanics of this exactly, because there's now a couple of things unfolding over here on this same Amud of Gemara. On one hand, this conversation really began is if you started your meal on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tiv, and then it extended, you know, at what point in time do you have to stop? Now, this is kind of morphed into a different discussion that if a meal was started on Erev Shabbos, and then Shabbos begins, you have to somehow kind of create like a stoppage in the meal in order that the Friday afternoon meal ends and the Shabbos night meal begins. And the Gemara explains that the way to do that ultimately again is pores mapa. You put a cloth over the table and ultimately make kiddush, then tada, then uncover it, and now it is a Shabbos meal. Tani chada, shavin she'in maschilin. So again, we'll say what one opinion says, right? Tani chada. So ultimately, again, so the Gemara says, one brisa says that you can't start a meal, right? So one brisa says that you can't go ahead and begin a meal on Erev Shabbos. You can't eat a meal on Mincha time and Erev Shabbos. Tanya idach, shemin shemaschilin. And then another brisa says that you can't begin it. So bishlama hadasanya shavin shein maschilin. So can it make sense according to the opinion that says that everyone agrees that you can't start a meal on Erev Shabbos? When is that? Mishkachas la be'erev Pesach. So perhaps that's not talking about Shabbos, but rather, again, that's talking about actually Erev Pesach. Now again, very specifically what the Gemara says is like this. One brisa says that you cannot, that you can start the meal from Mincha time and on, and one brisa says that you cannot start a meal from Mincha time and on. So the Gemara says, okay, the brisa that says that you can't start a meal from Mincha time and on, that's easy. That could be Erev Pesach. Because Erev Pesach, it seems that even Rabbi Yossi would agree that you can't eat mina mincha samoch la mincha. Ela hadisayin shav shemaschilin emas. But the raisa that says that everyone agrees that you can begin a meal from mincha time and on, What is that talking about? If you want to tell me that it's Erev Shabbos, that's not true, because even on Erev Shabbos is machlokas. Lokasha, there's no contradiction. Kan kodem teisha, kan la'achar teisha. So Rabbi said, this is very interesting. One Bryce is talking about, ultimately, again, before 9 hours into the day. So everyone agrees that halacha l'maisa, before 9 hours into the day, you are allowed to go ahead and begin to eat. Now, the Rashbam points out over here, and once you're allowed to begin to eat, you could also continue up until nightfall. Kan la'achar test, Rashbam says, hu depliyi d'Rabbi Yehuda in maskilin kidisanya la'el, behejah lo yochal adam ba'arvi shabas arvi yom tov, v'mitesh ha'osalamay, l'Rabbi Yossi Omer, where's the machlokes? The machlokes is after 9 hours. After 9 hours, Rabbi Yehuda says you are not allowed to begin a meal. Rabbi Yossi says, ultimately, again, that you are permitted to do so. So again, interesting distinction. Before 9 hours, everyone agrees that you could begin a meal on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. Before, ultimately, again, before after 9 hours, that's the machlokes. And obviously, and Abosai goes without saying, based on our Mishnah, that obviously Erev Pesach is going to be different, because Erev Pesach could very well be that even those who would allow you to go ahead and begin a meal from 9 hours and on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov would agree that on Erev Pesach, there is a need to go in with an appetite, and therefore one should abstain a meal already, again, Samach L'mincha, which we'll see means essentially from 9 hours of the day and on. Okay, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Meretz Hashem with the new sugya tomorrow. Shkayach, everyone.